the visit. They hadn't been married best part on a year when Bob says to Alice, "I've got an idea. As I recall, at our wedding, me folks weren't so chuff. They reckoned that Northern Runners were old enough. They said we'd spend us time billing and cooing. So let's ask them round for to see how we're doing." Alice says, "Well, it's all right with me. I'll ring up and ask them to come for the tea." Mother-in-law said she'd look forward to that. Note she liked better than a nice cosy chat. And I thought, Alice, I know she'll be busting to have a look round and check up on me dusting. So she rolled up her sleeves and fair got stuck in. She feckled house till it were like a new pin. She polished woodwork so as I could see the face, and there weren't a speck of muck left in place. But it has to be said, Alice weren't a good cook. Still, she settled us end down with a recipe book. She knew very well it'd be a big test, and she wanted her in-laws to be truly impressed. The first thing she needed to make a good spread were a couple of loaves of homemade bread. So she mixed a dough that she used some yeast that had been stuck in cupboards in last Scarborough feast. Course it didn't rise up same as it should, and bread came out of the oven like lumps of wood. We baked egg custard she fared no better, though she'd followed instructions right to letter. Somehow it didn't seem to me much cop, cos pastry had risen to finish on top. Then beef bourguignon was tasteless and tough. She'd no idea what had gone wrong with stuff, and she had to admit she'd never mastered Italian art to make impasto. It was plain that her cooking weren't fit to be seen. Poor Alice just sat there with tears in her een. When Bob came home through his work that day, he was sluffing. He didn't know what to say. He knew how important it was to his wife to prove to his parents that they'd got a good life. At last he says, "Cheer up, them tears mun stop. We'll have to get ready and pop out to the shop. These days I can get enough stuff to be able to show me mum that we keep a good table." They bought lettuce, tomatoes and spring onions too. Salad was something even Alice could do. Then Bob says, "What about a nice chicken pie and some crusty rolls like we usually buy?" Alice perked up. Her eyes started to gleam. She says, "Aye, and we'll finish off with cheesecake and cream." "Thank heaven," she said, "for Marks and Sparks." And then they went back home as happy as larks. But Alice were nervous as bad as afore when Bob's folks arrived and knocked on the door. She said, "Lovely to see you. I'm glad you could come." But her heart was beating as fast as a drum. That mother-in-law calmed her down in a trice. She says, "Your house is a picture. It's ever so nice. And I do like your curtains. They're lovely and bright. They set off your carpet and they go well with your suite." After that they got on like house afire. The old lass told Alice to call her Maria. So then went me that were a big success. Alice felt right. It's time to confess. She told her about all trouble they'd had, trying to show off for her and Bob's dad. Maria says, "Hey lass, tha should have seen fuss first time Joe's parents came round to see us. See it, I cooked him. Why, he should have been pinned. But they didn't send out. Just ate it and grinned. Nay, that did right to buy victuals to the shop. He's a damn sight better than serving a flop. And with a bit of advice, it won't take me long. to sort out things that that's been doing wrong. Now, I'd like to say somewhat to know, says Joe. We both have his doubts whether he'd make it a go, but we could tell as soon as we stepped in out at yard, you'd made a champion home, and our Bob should be proud. We've gotten together like hand in glove. Aye, it's easy to tell a house that's filled with love.